from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. At least two entrances to the Port of Oakland are closed this morning as Occupy protesters take part in a planned shutdown of all West Coast ports. Protester Alessandro Tinonga is among hundreds who have blocked the port's berth 5560, one of the busier gates. Tinonga told our reporter he has not encountered hostility from truckers waiting to get on with their workdays.
So far, the morning picket has been very successful, and a lot of the truck drivers have been very supportive of us.
Oh, how do you know?
Because the fact that they come out of their cabs, they're giving us a thumbs up, they honk their horns, and some have actually come out and talked to us. But it's a result of weeks and weeks of organizing.
Police and riot gear are on the scene, but so far there is no word of any confrontations. The San Francisco-based company behind Emerald Nuts and Pop Secret Popcorn is delaying filing its quarterly earnings due to a probe into its accounting practices. This morning, Diamond Foods announced the delay connected to advanced payments to walnut growers. The controversy has sparked a number of class action lawsuits, with more possibly to come. This matter has delayed Emerald Foods from acquiring the chip company Pringles. In sports, the Raiders fell to second place in their division after being humbled by the undefeated Packers in Green Bay, 46-16. The Niners lost to the Cardinals in Arizona, 21-19, but San Francisco has already clinched its division. Hockey, the Sharks lost on Saturday to the Blues in St. Louis, 1-0. Sunday, they lost to the Blackhawks in Chicago, 3-2 in overtime. And in college hoops, among other games, Cal men beat Jackson State, the Cal women beat Santa Clara, the San Jose State men lost to Cal Poly. I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.
Support for KQED News comes from Silicon Valley Bank, for nearly 30 years helping innovative companies across the world succeed. Silicon Valley Bank,